the use of the shield. He's going to help us to perfect the use of the shield today. And if there's a title to this one, it's Faith is Faster Than Sin. Faith is faster than sin. And it is absolutely, positively the truth. And God wants to prove to us through his word that we don't have to fail. We don't have to fall, that we can live in the realm of faith at all times. We can stay clothed in his righteousness. We know that we're eternally made righteous, but there's an earthly righteousness that God is affording us to walk in so we can see grace reign in our lives. And so the Lord wants to prove to us this morning that we can overcome, we can win through him. We really can on every time, on through any temptation, we can win. We don't have to fail. Amen. We don't have to learn by mistakes. Though don't get me wrong, God will use our darkness and he'll use it and he'll be just like light. But we can constantly, without breaches in the spirit, without any separation, we can constantly win. And so today the Lord is going to show us that faith is faster than sin. And he's going to perfect the use of the shield. He described to us on last week, he was dealing with hypocrites. He was dealing with the fact that there were sides to our lives that were hypocritical. And he showed me, and I received it. I certainly did. And I want to be in a position. I want to learn to how not to be hypocritical. I want to learn how to not to advise myself in any circumstance. And the only way I'm going to win is going to be, it's going to be by using the shield of faith. It's going to be by deflecting and quenching every fiery dart, every missile that comes from the wicked. So we've been in a serious training session on authentic faith over the last couple of months. I believe God is saying to us now, either we are all in or all out. I really believe that. It's going to take us to really lean with a propitiated force. It's going to take us to really lean into it and really, really stay in a place of focus so we can function the way that God is teaching us. Amen. So we've come so far in this understanding. Now the Lord wants us to have complete and consistent victory. In order to achieve this, the place of righteousness, which we achieve by authentic faith, is going to have to be protected. He wants grace to continue to reign in and over our lives. So his righteousness in us will need the shield of faith. And that's what I believe God is protecting when the shield comes up. He's protecting that place of righteousness that he's given to us. He's protecting it because there is where what we've learned that grace will reign. Grace will absolutely reign there is when righteousness is there and when righteousness is manifested. And so he wants to teach us how to really use the speed of the shield without making the mistakes, even without, I mentioned on Thursday quickly, where pet peeves, how fast pet peeves set us off. Things that come in and that bother us and how quickly. The shield is even quicker than that. God doesn't want us to walk away from his temperament, not for a moment. He wants us to really, really, really remain. And if the temperament of the Lord remains, then guess what? We do become pillars in the temple of our God. We become stationary. As long as the temperament of Christ stays on us, we are stationary pillars. Amen. And so it's going to take a consistent usage of the shield. Amen?
Amen.
All right, here we go. The fiery darts, first of all, we have to learn something that the Lord was ministering to me about, that the fiery darts are launched from two different directions. They really are. It talks about the fiery darts of the wicked in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all, look at that word, all, think about that, all the fiery darts of the wicked. Not one dart, according to Ephesians 6:16, should be able to touch us. Not one missile, not one attack from the enemy. It says, if we take the shield of faith, we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And I put down, I bolded out the word darts and I bolded out the word wicked. Darts because it's plural. Wicked because it signifies more than just the devil. There's actually two areas that darts are coming from. Unfortunately, it's Satan, one side, he comes from the outside, and our flesh is coming from the inside. I'll show you what I mean here. It says here in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. This is Satan firing from the outside. It says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. And when the tempter came to him, that's the outside. When the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. So the first area that we're being attacked from, or one of the areas, I can't say first or second, I won't put it in line, is where the enemy is attacking us from an outside, there's an outside assault, if you will, that's coming. It's coming from the outside. He's coming to pull on what you already have established on the inside. Well, he tried to pull on Jesus, but Jesus didn't have anything in him. There was nothing for him in which to draw from. But he was still coming from an outside. He came to him. So the enemy will come, and I know he uses the eye gate. He uses the ear gates. He uses those gates to try to attack, and it's coming from an exterior source. He tries to tell you, show you what you don't have, and he tries to give you visuals of what's not going on in your life, and he tries to give you visuals of things that tempt you and things that you desire that are not godly or that are not lawful in God's eyes. So he's coming from an outside assault. So there are missiles coming from the outside. And then if we look over here, quick note, it says Satan comes to us when tempting us. It's more of an exterior assault. He pulls on what's already in us mostly. But then sometimes it's not Satan at all. It's the flesh that launches an assault. So the flesh now will launch from the inside. So it says quenching all the fiery darts of the wicked. Well, there are two enemies in God's eyes. There's Satan and there's our flesh. The flesh is enmity with God. It's God's enemy. And its assault comes from the inside out, according to Mark chapter 7, verses 20 through 23. It says, and he said, that which cometh out of the man, and he said, that which cometh out of man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart, there's the inside assault of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. So there's an interior missile launching and there's an exterior missile launching. But the good news is that the shield of faith can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Somebody say amen if you just heard that.
Amen. Amen.
The good news is that the shield of faith is capable of quenching all of the fiery darts. Every missile that's launched in an attack to try to really buffet the temperament of God is what's really being attacked here, is that to make sure that you don't stay in a place of authentic faith. Faith has created, or God created, a shield within faith to keep us in faith. And God's going to show us the speed of the shield today, how fast it moves, and how does it really move? How do we really raise it? We talked about it in a brief message prior, but God wants to perfect this because he really wants to perfect and protect the temperament, which creates a realm of authentic faith and creates a realm of authentic righteousness so grace can continue to reign. It'll reign in our lives. It'll reign through our lives. We will extend grace to others, praise God, because of the shield protecting this authentic place in God. And that's what God is doing here. This isn't just a bunch of words. It's not just a bunch of messages. No. There's rhyme and reason behind this. And we're going to walk it out. We're going to watch God manifest himself, and we're going to be in a place of awareness to keep that place, or for God to keep that place protected. It's all being done by him. Only thing we need to do is be in agreement with it, and it's going to be done.
Thank you, Lord.
So we can see the missiles are coming from both directions. That's why the Bible, it says we will quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield works in both the outside attacks and the inside attacks. So the things that come out of our hearts, our old man, there's a shield there. And the things that the enemy's trying to come to fill our gates and show us from the outside, there's a shield. The shield works there as well. All the fiery darts of the wicked can be and will be quenched.
Amen. All right?
So now we go into the speed of our shield. And this is where it gets a little bit, you got to really stay in this for a moment. Don't be distracted here. In the book of Romans chapter 1, verse 17, this is the speed of this shield. It says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The Lord had led me to the scripture because there was a sense in the word that if the righteousness is revealed from faith to faith, that means there would have to be a shield there as well. There would have to be a shield. If faith is involved, then there's a shield involved. And the Lord let me know that the shield is being raised to protect the righteousness of God that's on our life. The shield of faith. If we stay in faith, people, authentic faith, it's real simple. If we stay in authentic faith, we stay in the place of authentic righteousness. So there must be a shield there. So now the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. The word from, and this is where this revelation started to really kick in. The word from means the point whence action or motion proceeds. I said, ooh, look at that, motion. There's motion here. There's motion from faith to faith. There's a motioning. And it means from out of, it means from or out of place, time or cause. So there's a cause here. There's something going on. There's motion taking place from faith to faith. And in that motion, this is where God began to reveal that this is the raising of the shield. Motion proceeds from faith to faith, meaning every time we come to the post, watch this. Every time we come to the post, motion proceeds. There's action or motion there. So within that action and that motion, there's a raising of the shield from. So that's why the Bible calls us to come daily. So motion can proceed. There can be a raising of the shield. Righteousness is revealed in the motion. And what we need to understand is how fast is this motion? Is it really faster than our flesh? Will it provide a shield prior to the fulfillment of our flesh or fulfillment of a lust? And so within the motion there, and as long as faith is there, producing righteousness, that would mean the shield is being raised at the same time. And we kind of caught that before, but it means that the shield is being raised at the same time. So every time I go and I'm in this rhema, every time I'm on this rhema or in this rhema, and I end up at the post of his doors and this rhema starts to become personal, there's a shield that is raised at that time. Every time I'm moving in the place of what the word is teaching me, every time I'm a doer, and the doing we learned is coming to the post and being at the post of his doors and allowing the temperament of the Lord to come upon us. We've run that back a couple of times. We understand that is the real revealing of the authentic place of faith. Not just the word, but the word that brings temperament is bringing authentic faith. You've got to understand, anytime real faith is there, the shield is there too. Somebody say amen if you heard that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so every time faith is present, the shield is present. There's motion from faith to faith. There's motion there. And so this is what kind of prompted me, because I really, on a personal level, I really want the shield. I personally want to be protected. I want to be protected from myself, my old man, and I want to be protected from the wiles of the enemy. And I want to be protected by what the devil is trying to do on the exterior side of things. I want interior protection and exterior protection. I just want to walk in perfection. I've heard about it. Be ye perfect as he is perfect. I've heard about it. Be ye holy as he, for I am holy. I've heard in the word that it's possible. And this is the only way that I can see that it would become a reality. Is that I learn, or we learn, that God moves faster than sin. That there really, and we're going to learn this scripture in a moment, there is no temptation that's above, that's superior. But God has made an escape with every temptation. And I believe that. And I believe the shield has everything to do with making that escape. I truly do. And so now there's motion from faith to faith. So in that motion, when faith comes and righteousness is revealed by it, there's also emotion. There's movement here. And we look at the book of Ezekiel to kind of get to kind of judge or kind of get a measurement of how fast it is. Let's see how fast it is. Ezekiel 1 and 14. Now we know that the living creatures are the postures or the temperament of the Lord. So Ezekiel 1, 14 tells us how fast they move. It says, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. As an appearance of a flash of lightning. That's how fast temperament comes. Good God Almighty. That's how fast it moves. The temperament of the Lord. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. So the motion is as fast as a flash of lightning. And I gave myself a note to study the flash of lightning. And information that was gotten here. It's the fastest missile recorded on Earth, moves about 15,000 miles per hour. A flash of lightning has been recorded at about 250 miles per hour, thereabout. 15,000 miles per hour, and the flash of lightning is moving at about 250,000 miles per hour. So now that tells us in a natural sense that a missile moves a lot slower than lightning. The shield raises, if I use it this way, the shield will raise at about 250. It's well raised prior than to sin or temptation ever taking root and having its way.
Thank you, Lord God.
The shield is much faster than what's coming from the inside of you, from even your own thoughts. The shield is faster than your own thoughts. It's faster than your evil demising, than all of our evil demising. The shield can be raised way faster. Almost, what is it about? Jeez, 20 times faster than sin itself. Think about that. That's why the Bible says we will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That's why. Watch this. Let me give you another measurement through the understanding of quick understanding. Watch this. Watch this. It's quick understanding is another measurement of our shield speed. I'll show you what I mean in just a second. But it's the fear of the Lord. Keep that in mind. We're going to go to that a little bit later. But it's the fear of the Lord that raises it. Quick understanding is another measure. Watch this. In the book of Isaiah 11 and 3, quick understanding is one of the seven spirits of God. And it says, and shall make him of a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. The word quick understanding, it means to smell, to scent, perceive, or odor. Quick understanding moves as quick as smelling something. Smelling something familiar. It comes, it downloads that quick. It's just that fast. It's scent. It's actually the speed of the perception of God's or Christ's perception in you. He's faster than anything. The eyes will perceive one thing, but the true discernment of God will perceive it even faster. Your eyes may look and try to judge something this way, but the perception of God moves even faster than what your eyes are even seeing. That's how fast the shield is raised. That's another measurement of how fast the shield is. The shield will discern you. The word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's quick. It'll divide asunder between soul and spirit. Before you can even make a mistake, it's already quick and powerful. It will judge you out of your trouble faster than your trouble can bring you in it. It's quick and powerful. It's faster than our mistakes is what I'm trying to tell you. It's much faster. But the thing of it is, we got to learn to raise it. We've got to learn. And we did learn in a roundabout way that going to the post raises the shield. And that's still the truth that we're on. And we're just going to get deeper and stronger confirmation to it.
Amen.
To smell, to scent, to perceive. Amen. But it does it by the fear of the Lord. If we read it again, it says, and shall make him of a quick understanding. Okay, I get that motion, that the speed of it I get in quick understanding. Okay, but where's that found? It's found in the fear. I get the speed of the shield in quick understanding, but quick understanding can't be really discerned outside of the fear of the Lord. And I told the Lord, I said, listen, I need a crash course on what fear is. You got to give me a crash. I need a real crash course on it. And of course, he uses me in the process to understand what it really is. In Proverbs 1:7, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Watch this, guys. Watch this here. The word fear means respect. It means dreadful. It means absolutely that. It means like a dreadful fear, like you're afraid. But the one the Lord is really looking at is respect, reverence, and piety. Respect, reverence, and piety. The fear, that when you start to raise the shield, it comes because you're in a place of respect or reverence for God. The shield is raised through respect and reverence and piety. And this is what really hit me. The word piety. Listen to the definition of piety. It means a belief or point of view that is accepted with unthinking conventional reverence. Jesus. It means a belief or point of view that is accepted with unthinking conventional reverence. Amen. You know what that speaks of? Temperament. The fear of the Lord means piety, which is a belief or point of view that is accepted with unthinking conventional reverence. It's reverence without thought. And the only place you can have reverence without thought is when you have his thoughts on you. The highest level of reverence under God is walking in his temperament. It's not what you perceive as God being. It's you putting on God is what brings real fear. That's the true fear of the Lord. Is that you put his thinking on. It's not you knowing that God is able to crush you at will or to bless or curse you. No, no, that's not the real reverence. The real reverence is this. It's belief or the point of view that is accepted with unthinking conventional reverence. It's without your own thoughts. It describes absolutely being in the temperament of the Lord. The highest level of fear that this is why the shield can be raised, and this is why the shield is raised, is because you're already in the fear when you're in the temperament of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no deep solution here. We're already on it. We're all over it. This is why God is saying, come to my post every day. Let me keep this on you. Why? Because if I keep my temperament on, my shield will stay raised.
Amen.
Amen, God.
You're moving in the speed of lightning when you have the temperament. The creatures come and go. All four of them come and go at the speed of lightning. All four temperaments are moving in the speed of lightning. Now, how do I get there? It's through piety. Piety is described here with unthinking conventional reverence. I'm not thinking about reverencing God. I'm staying at the post and keeping God on. So God is reverenced.
Amen. Yes, he is.
He's hallelujah. Reverenced here.
Hallelujah.
How you think sin can get past that when the shield is already up? My own thoughts won't even come here. Things that want to proceed from the inside of me won't have any place. Why? Because the shield of faith is quenching before they could even rip off, before they could even pop off. The shield is reverence. It's already lifted. And because I'm already in a place of piety, I'm already in a place of the fear of the Lord. Because I put his temperament, or he put his temperament on me. So the outside assault cannot touch me. They're being quenched. The inside assault cannot touch me. It's being quenched. I can't tell myself things that I desire to do. Why? Because I'm already in the fear of the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm in the temperament of my God, and therefore I'm in the greatest level. This is the greatest level of respect for God, the greatest level of reverence for God. It's to stay in the temperament of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is how we walk by faith, for it is written, the just shall live by faith. This is how we live here. This is how we're secured here. This is how righteousness is protected. This is how. How? By staying. Staying at the post. Staying under the temperament. Propitiation becomes vision. This is how we see things. I'm not having to premeditate on how I fear if I do this wrong thing, what God will do for me. That's not the do to me. That's not the real reverence. That's not the real fear of the Lord. The real fear is piety. It's a belief or point of view that is accepted with unthinking conventional reverence.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm nowhere near. I don't have to process God's power and what he's capable of. I'm already walking in God's power and what he's capable of. I'm in a place of reverence. So now my scent, my smell, I discern before it even comes. I'm seeing it before it comes near me. The Bible says that the just perceive evil and they hide themselves from it. We can see it down the road. We're way ahead of this thing. And the shield is already up. Because I'm not walking in my own mindset. I'm not walking in my own point of view. Fear of the Lord is there. Isn't that funny how the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, awareness? But fools despise wisdom. They despise wisdom and instruction. And look at that word instruction again, coming out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, again. Instruction, receiving instruction leads to bringing in or walking in the temperament. Praise God. So piety is the reverence he's looking for. It's his temperament. To truly fear God is through his temperament. This is how we will learn to use the speed of the shield. This is how we activate and tap into it. We're already in it. Through the awareness we gain by watching him. Watch this. This is how you learn to really kind of understand how important it is to stay there in the temperament of the Lord, which is now the raising of the shield. It's through the awareness. Listen to what he said. Through the awareness we gain by watching him manifest victory after victory. If you lost your reverence for God, listen, this is what's going to teach you how to keep the shield up. As you walk in it and as you see it time after time, you're going to see victory after victory. You're going to learn. You're going to absolutely learn. My goodness, I've been shielding myself. The shield has been there. The shield has been there. The shield has been there. I've been moving in the temperament. I've been winning at everything that I'm trying to do. I'm overcoming things that I couldn't overcome. It's through this victory after victory. There's an awareness that's going to come. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. There's an awareness that's going to come. If you lost your reverence, this is for you that lost your reverence for God. Get to the post of his doors. Get to the post of his doors. I remember one time I was going through, I had anxiety attacks. I had anxiety attacks, and the Lord allowed anxiety to hit me so bad, it was the worst. I had panic attacks out of nowhere. And it was just a terrible time of life. And the Lord wanted me to be in a particular position in him that I hadn't really reached. And so God deals with me very differently from some of you guys. And I was going through these panic attacks, man, and he was just letting them hit me. And I'm like, why won't you protect me? Why are you alive? Because I've called you to be somewhere. And so I remember when the Lord had healed me of the panic attacks after a while, because I had reached the place he wanted me to reach. And the Lord healed me of all those panic attacks. And I would then pray a prayer, and I would tell the Lord, because awareness came that being in the particular posture that he wanted me in, I gained an awareness. And I would tell him, if I felt myself lacking, I'd say, you don't have to use any type of mishaps or detrimental things to get my attention. I said, you've already got my attention. I said, there was a reverence that was built through that. And the reverence came from being not through the panic attacks, but the reverence that I got for God came through being in the right position. That I saw how he became a shield and how he became a healer for me. It wasn't necessarily that the panic attacks that yes, it got my attention that God was not healing me. But what got my attention more so is that God was a healer and is a healer. That as I walk in his righteousness, that God is a, that right there gets my attention. See, some of us, God will grab our attention and it'll be through hardship. It'll be through something that we're going through and he'll grab our attention. But the moment we get out of the hardship, we go right back into the same old mess. Because we really never learned reverence from the side of his goodness, from the side of his love, from the side of his grace, from the side of, my goodness, recognizing righteousness causing grace to reign. And so we just keep repeating the same old thing. You need to recognize and reverence, my goodness, how awesome and wonderful it is to walk in the temperament of our God. Amen. Where God can release and let grace become violent in your life. We need to see it from this side and not from the side of deficit. That deficit is not bringing a real reverence, is all I'm trying to say. Your trouble does not bring a real reverence. But man, if you ever see the victory that God has for your life, by walking in his temperament, I guarantee you're going to learn reverence. So if you've lost your reverence, get yourself back to the post. Let his temperament come on you. And see what it produces from there.
Amen.
If you've lost your reverence, stop waiting for bad things to happen for you to fear God. No. Let the goodness of the Lord lead thee unto repentance. Watch how his temperament changes your life. The shield is raised. You're protected. Jesus. Learn reverence from the place that he wants you to learn it from piety. From piety. Let him clothe you in his temperament and let him prove himself to you again. Let him show you his power and what he's truly able to do. This will perfect the use of the shield of faith. Think about that. We try to perfect faith to protect ourselves from bad things and to stay in the flow of prosperity. Well, God is saying here, learn it from this side. Learn it from the side that is winning. Learn about what the shield of faith is really designed to do in your life. The only reason why we're trying to put a shield up is for protection. No. And I'm not talking about, yes, that's what the shield does, it protects, but I'm talking about having a mindset. And therefore, it's not consistently used.
Yeah.
The only time you want to raise it is when things are hard. But how about learning to be consistent with the shield because it's always prospering you? It's always keeping you in position for God's grace to fully rule and reign. If you go there, you put his temperament on, let him prove himself to you again. Let him show you his power and what he's truly able to do. This will perfect the use of the shield of faith. You'll see without a doubt that it's faster than sin. It will become a lifestyle. It will become the faith life here. It will be. If you understand what I'm saying, just give me an amen so I know you're there.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, there's no temptation again. There's no temptation that's faster than faith. There's none faster. I want to show you again here. We go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Look at this here. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. In other words, there ain't nothing new under the sun. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. That's powerful. If you read it, it kind of sounds like you're barely escaping. You know, you'll get out. Don't worry, you'll get. No, that's not what the scripture is describing. It ain't no barely getting out of nothing. It says there that it says, who will not suffer you? God will not suffer you to be tempted above. The word above means superior to. There's no temptation that's superior. Superior to what? You being able. There's nothing superior to you being able. I bolded the word above and able. First of all, there's no temptation that is superior to the power we have. The Bible says we will be able to bear it. The word able means to have power. So there's no temptation that is superior to the power you have. You hear that?
Amen.
Can you got to get this revelation. This is going to be real good to you. There is no temptation that is superior to the power that you have.
Okay.
What is that power? Well, that power is faith. Watch. The word bear says you shall be able to bear, that you'll have power to bear. Power to bear means to move by bearing, move or to be conveyed or borne. With, watch this, with the suggestion of force and speed.
Oh.
Ooh, glory. So temptation is not faster than.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, glory be to God. It's not faster than the power that God has given you in faith. It's not faster than the shield of faith. It doesn't have power. It's not superior. It can't. It doesn't have the force and it doesn't have the speed. You're not just barely making it by this scripture. It's letting you know that there's nothing that comes your way in the form of temptation that has the force or the power or the speed that what God has given you.
Hallelujah, God.
Your shield is faster. Your shield is stronger. It cannot penetrate. It cannot break down. It will not even crack what you're putting up. I'm telling you right now, there is no temptation.
Thank you, Jesus.
There hath no temptation taken you, not any, but such is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer you. You will not be tempted above. There's nothing superior to the power he's given you. There's nothing faster than it. So I'm telling you right now, we can, with God and through Christ, quench every fiery dart, maintain our position in faith and righteousness, and see the reflection of grace moving in our lives on every level, on everything we're trying to do, everything we want to accomplish. It can be and will be. No more breaches. No more momentary lapses.
Thank you.
No more, praise God, because there's a shield that's at our disposal. And it's coming through the place of wearing this temperament. That's the ultimate place of the fear of the Lord, where your quick understanding is always engaged.
Hallelujah.
The 10 steps ahead of your enemies from the inside, meaning you, and from the outside, meaning the devil. You're way ahead of them. I remember at the end when Jesus was, they were coming. They weren't even there, but Jesus said, come, let us leave this place, for I know the prince of this world is coming after me. He wasn't even in the same neighborhood, but Jesus felt his presence, and they moved on to another spot.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He was way ahead of them.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
The shield.
Thank you, Jesus.
The shield of faith that's raised and lifted and constantly over us, because we're wearing the temperament of God. That's why the enemy's been fighting some of us like he has been, because the only thing he's going to make sure of is that you never see this thing fully executed in your life. But the devil is a liar, because God is saying, if you just come to my post, I promise you I'll raise the shield for you. I'll protect the authentic realm of faith. Thank and you. Righteousness and grace.
Thank you.
And those three will bring forth manifestation, reflection, endowments of all kinds. There's nothing superior to. There's nothing that has more power. Another definition is this. I thought about you, Captain, because you're always talking about a baffled wind. Another definition of bear is a gust of wind. Another definition here is Christ, the preserver of the universe. Preserver. When I think about something being preserved, I think about something being shielded. The preserver. So now you have Christ, the preserver, shielding. That's how you're bearing this. You're not barely winning. He said, I made you more than conquerors. You're not just getting over. You're more than a conqueror.
Hallelujah.
Temptation having power. Temptation has no power. But the power that we give it.
Yes, Lord.
It has no power. Don't tell me it does. I saw the man Jesus walk for 30 years without the power of the Holy Ghost and never fail to temptation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you say, but he's the Son of God. Well, you better read your Bible, because the Bible says that Jesus has been on all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. How? Because he stayed in his Father's temperament. The shield was constantly raised. But he was on all points tempted, just as we are, yet without sin. He stayed in the true reverence of his Father, the true reverence of his Father, the true fear, which activated a quick understanding of what his enemies were doing, was staying in the Father's temperament. He said, I only do what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see him do. I never walk in myself. I never walk in self. If you've seen the Father, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Why? Because his temperament is here. Ultimate place of reverence is not you being afraid of what God's going to do to you for your mistakes. Ultimate place of reverence is walking in the temperament of God without mistakes. A gust of wind. It's a gust of wind. And I think about this wind moving just so quickly. You don't know, but it just, boom, it just hits and wipes out whatever was trying. Christ, the preserver of the universe. So we can plainly see here that there is no fiery dart or missile that is faster or stronger than the shield of faith. We can win all the time, people of God. We can, by Christ, preserve his righteousness for grace to truly reign. The secret is this. There's another secret within this verse here. Watch this. And this is going to bless you. This is going to bless you here. This is going to bless you. The shield comes with temptation. It comes with the temptation. Listen to the verse again, real fast. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that you are able, but will with temptation. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Every time temptation is creeping, you should have an awareness at the same time of the shield that's there, ready to quench it.
So good.
Every single time. Every time, I'll say it again, that temptation is creeping, and you might see it 10 steps. It's away from you 10. Anytime it might be coming from the inside to the out, but every time with temptation comes your shield. So you discern the temptation, and oftentimes we fail. Well, discern the temptation, but then also bear in mind the shield that came with it.
Amen.
And then the able, the power to bear kicks in. Kicks right in. So there's a secret there. There's a real little secret there. The secret thing is the fact that, okay, temptation, you're here. But shield, go ahead. Go ahead, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Drape me with your temperament.
Yes, yes.
And you got to be, man, you got to, that becomes your faith. Oh, temptation's here? Wait a minute. I heard from the word. Faith came by hearing. Hearing came by the word. I heard by your word. If temptation's here, Father, raise the shield. Let me discern your temperament so this dart can be quenched. If temptation here is here by your word, that means the shield is also here. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Ooh, there's an anointing on this line. Paul tells us, but will with temptation also make. And everybody stop thinking that escape is you running from the problem. No, that escape is you beating the problem down. You're not ducking out the back door. You're not climbing out a window, barely getting out of this thing. You're going to use the shield of faith and beat the brakes off this thing. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord God. Thank you,
Master. And I'm finished right there, guys. I'm done right there.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
I'm done.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. My God, my God. Yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
God.
Imbibe that. Imbibe it. Glory be to God. We have the perfect place. The perfect place. He's already given us the fear of the Lord.
Fear, God. Thank you.
The true fear of the Lord that causes quick understanding or causes the shield speed to kick in. My goodness, it causes the shield speed. We've already been given it. We are so blessed. It's at the post of his doors. It's at the place of his posture, his character. I had told him, I said to him, I said, listen, I want to reverence you. I want to reverence you. I said, I want to reverence you like I used to. And he said, no, you don't. He said, this is reverence. He said, you want the speed of the shield by my reverence? He said, this is reverence. Piety. You're not thinking about reverence. You've accepted me and I'm on you. This is reverence. He said, you have access to it. For some of you on this line right now, I'm telling you, the shield is up. Why? Because I feel the Lord's temperament has dropped on you. Look to your day. Find the areas where mistakes were already, you can see it. Mistakes were already mapped out for you in the day. They were already planned and you already can see them. Now use the shield and crush them. The enemy has already planned your mistakes for the day. Mm-hmm. And if you really, really are in a place of the spirit, you can already discern where he wanted your feet to tread, where he wanted you to do this or do that. You're already ahead. You're far ahead of him already. Use the shield and quench the darts. I'm reminded of Captain America again. Cap didn't always wait. He didn't always wait for the enemy to come to him with a shield. He would launch the shield and crush his enemies that were before him. Mm. See your enemy. Use the shield.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Ah, glory be to God. Why are we doing this? Because we're protecting the authentic place of God's faith and righteousness. So grace can reign. So grace can reign. The reflection upon your life. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. We got some comments here today. Let's see. Boy, oh boy, we got some comments. From Kurt. He said, amen. This is a powerful teaching. Elder Donna said, amen and amen. Elder Allison said, we revere the character of the one who can be relied on. That's right. That's right. Elder Donna said, powerful, powerful, powerful. Minister Kurt said, amen. Seal us in your temperament, Lord. I agree. And Elder Donna said, yes, Lord, seal us. Erica came back and said, amen, I totally get it. Oh, God, hallelujah. Ooh, Blanche said, amen. Javon said, bless the Lord. Blanche said, the shield is faster and stronger. Yes. Yes, it is. It is. Oh, glory be to God. We don't have to fail.
Hallelujah.
We don't have to. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Doug. God bless you. Doug said, amen. Oh, God bless you. Elder Donna said, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Erica, you said it. No more breaches. No more. Wanda said, holding my position in power.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Woo, Jesus. Ah, I feel the Holy Ghost. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Come on, Master.
Oh, Jesus.
Make us over. Make us over here, Lord God, please. I agree with every comment. I agree. Seal us here. Hold our positions. No more breaches, Jesus. No more. No more breaches, Master. Come on. Whew. Curtis said, man, he has given us understanding on a major weapon. Thank you, Lord, as he has, Gab.
Thank you.
Wanda says again, she says here, we can only win. Evangelist Benita says, we reverence God who has power over life and death. I know that's right. Wanda said, my eyes are open. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, so I can bear this with my shield. Jesus, Lord. God, thank you. Wanda says, awesome word. God is so faithful to us. He's carved out. He's mapped it out. We can win. I think what we've been doing out of ignorance is giving sin too much credit. But sin really has no more power, and this is why. It has no more power. We just didn't know that we were able. We didn't know that we were given such power. But now we know. What is the devil going to do now? But nothing. Now we know. Sin's lost, man. He did this at the cross. It's finished. He's given us the ability to live in perfection. And it's always the same answer for True Gospel Ministries.
Yes.
Stay in the study.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which leads us to his temperament.
Yes.
Don't leave the rhema word of God. Because remember, wherever faith is, the shield is also. Amen. Amen. I don't have to say anything else. I give it over to our announcer even right now.